Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the I Am Jesus devotional book. And if you don't have your digital copy yet, I'd encourage you to check it out at whoisgrace.com/IamJesus. Now, my hope is that our time together helps you take your faith from weekly to daily as you become a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Welcome to this final bonus episode as we wrap up the first series of episodes from My Chair. We have one final I Am statement to reflect on, and the power of these words, partnered with Jesus' final work on the earth, are the reason we celebrate Easter Sunday. In John 11, Jesus performs one final incredible miracle. John records seven miracles, which he calls signs, because like a road sign, these point to Jesus, and each sign reveals Jesus as the Son of God. And this last one is a big deal. Lazarus is sick, but Jesus doesn't heal him. Jesus waits. Why? Lazarus and his sisters are Jesus' friends. He's healed so many strangers. Why doesn't he rush to Lazarus' home or just say the word and heal him from a distance? He's done it before, but this time he lingers too long. Lazarus dies. The disciples are clearly confused, and Jesus says, "For your sake, I am glad I was not there so that you may believe." Jesus deliberately took too long. It was on purpose that he let Lazarus die. Let's let that sink in for just a moment. Most of us have lost someone in our lives, and it hurts. It hurts a lot. I wonder if Lazarus hoped Jesus would heal him. I wonder if Mary hoped Jesus would rush in and touch him with a healing hand. I wonder if Martha watched the road to the house as she made food and got water for her dying brother. Finally, Jesus shows up, but he's too late. He's 4 days too late. And here in John 11, we're invited into his private moments with each sister. First, Martha. "Lord, if you had been here, I hear the grief and the hurt and the disappointment, the confusion." But looking her in the eye, Jesus promises, "Your brother will rise again. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Remember John 6? The work of following Jesus is to believe. Martha chooses to believe. And then Mary finds Jesus. "Lord, if you had been here." The same question Martha asked, but Mary is weeping at his feet. And instead of answering her, he weeps too. Jesus, the Son of God, is the Son of Man, and he knew and he knows the pain and the grief of losing a loved one. He also knew as he looked at Mary that she would weep like this again, because in just a few days, he too would die. And this, I believe, was what he needed to teach the sisters, to teach the disciples, and to teach us. There will be a night of sorrow, but there will come joy in the morning. I am the resurrection and the life. Lazarus, come out. I am the resurrection and the life. It is finished. I am the resurrection and the life. Go into all the world and preach this good news. I am the resurrection and the life. Do I believe I will see the glory of God? Do you? He is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus, you raise me from my sin to new life. And because you are the resurrection and the life, I am truly alive. Amen. It has been so meaningful to me that you have all come along with me in this Lenten journey through the I Am series. Thank you for meeting me at my chair. I will be taking a break for a few weeks, but I will be back. If you make sure you're subscribed to this podcast, you'll get notified when I return for a new series. I encourage you to find your chair until we meet again. If you're unsure what to read next, now that you have taken a deep dive into the I Am statements, I think you will find yourself built up even further in faith by going back and reading through the entire Gospel of John. Or you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Let me close with this prayer for all of you from the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1. "I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and a power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. God bless you. Amen.